Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 7th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. A lot of interesting action all over all sports, playoffs, going to NBA, NHL. You had some nice golf going on. You had soccer and tons of baseball and much, much more. So hope everybody had a great weekend. Enjoyed what we're starting to get to look like real weather for once, which is nice across the country, not just out where I live. But we have a 7-game slate tonight to attack, and it is a just doozy of a slate. High totals galore. We have pitching that seems more like, you know, okay floors, but what's the upside? Where do you want to pay? There's one ace that, you know, you're either all in with him or you're going to fade him and just pray because he is by far the best pitcher on the slate. And if he does his thing, he's going to blow away any other arm, most likely. You never know. Random things happen, but he is definitely set up to be a nice play tonight. But let's get at it. Your totals on this 7-game slate. Giants at Phillies, 9. Mets at Reds, 9.5. Tigers at Rangers, 9.5. Marlins, Cubs, waiting on the weather because we are in Wrigley Field. Twins, Cardinals, 9. Astros, A's, 8.5. Nationals, Padres, 7. So 8.5 and above is all around except in San Diego. So you're looking at team totals. There's two totals below 4. Those are both in the Padres-Nationals game. Everything else is 4 or higher, and it is just ugly. So it's basically pick your poison. Who do you feel most comfortable with? Because there's really not a ton of comfort feelings outside of that ace I mentioned. And you're just going to have to roll with it. This is a night that you're either mass entry like 150 lineups with all the possible scenarios on the mound, or you're going to take like 1 to 3 lineups total, play in the single entry and 3 mackets would be my suggestions. And just, you know, cross your fingers because I'm looking at all the stats, all this, that, and I'm going to do my strategy where I like the guy with the K upside like we talk about a lot. But it is one of those nights that you could see a million different scenarios. There's really not a lot of comfort factor like we get on most nights where you have like, you know, 4 or 5 guys. You feel pretty confident in what they're going to give you on the hill, barring, you know, that, you know, 25% chance of a disaster. We don't have that out there tonight. This is a minefield, a gigantic minefield. Weather-wise, looks great. There's wind blowing out in Oakland between the Astros and the A's. There's warm weather. You know, Philly's into the 70s. You got game time starting at around 90 in Houston, getting down to the 80s, eventually to the 70, or in Texas, I mean. A lot of nice warm weather. So the balls are going to start flying out more. As you can tell by the totals, we don't have the greatest pitchers. It's going to be a nice night. You could probably pay up for pitching to get some value with some bats, but we'll get into all of that as we break it down. Let's start out with the pitching on this slate, and the guy up top is the guy we talked about, Steven Strasburg. He's $13,600 bucks. The next closest guy is $9,600, $4,000 cheaper. That is a very good position player. So Strasburg's 13-6, facing a Padres team in Petco Park. You know, it's not as much of a pitcher's park as it once was, but still very much so a pitcher's park. The Padres have the lowest total on the slate at 3.2. Lefties 279, righties 282, a below average wOBA and a below average ISO for the Padres versus right-handed pitching. You got Strasburg with a 27 out guys 29% of the time, very low hard contact, and the Padres are striking out 27.4% of the time, the highest rate on the slate. Everything is lining up for just the stars have a line on this one, so it'd only be natural on a slate like this where there's all hell could break loose if the Padres put up like three home runs, 7 runs, and 4 innings or something. It'd be so much like one of these slates. But far and away, Strasburg is the top option. If you can pay up for him, you pay up for him. And if he doesn't work, he doesn't work. But this is a guy that, like I said, he's got 30-plus point upside. And there's really not a lot of other pitchers on this slate I can say that about. Really, I'm not confident about any other pitcher on the slate putting up 30-plus points like Strasburg can, and that could be a differentiator, as you've seen over the weekend, with guys like Trevor Cahill going bananas. That's our boy. I hope you guys used him over the weekend. That's a guy we target early and often at that price tag. You got guys like Garrett Cole, complete game shutout the other night, got you 60-plus points. That's where paying up for pitching works. When they show up the way they can as an ace, in an ace-like situation, you roll with it, and that's what we have with Strasburg tonight. Now, after Strasburg, it gets fun. And I'm not going to go too deep into a lot of these guys because it's really kind of a pick-your-poison thing. Like I said, good floor pitchers. We have Kyle Hendricks, a guy we've been targeting a lot at the start of the season. A lot of it's been because his price tag's just been too cheap. He was 7K, 6,900, nice, and 7,800 in his last three starts. He's been putting up basically 18 or more points in four straight starts. He's at home. We got to check the weather. And when I looked at it, it wasn't too bad. It looked like nothing too crazy. And, you know, he's facing a Marlins team that you can take advantage of. They strike out about 25% of the time. He's got his great ground ball rate of over 50%. A Marlins team, you know, lefties 321, righties 299 versus Hendricks. And they have a very below average wOBA and an ISO below 0.1 against right-handed pitching. So Hendricks is still a very, very good call at 96. If the stars align, he gets you 20-plus points. If not, he'll still probably get you 15 or so. So he gives you that solid floor. So I don't mind Hendricks at all in that position. As you go down the price points, Tyson Ross is $8,700. This guy's been outstanding. He's at home. Problem is he's going against Strasburg now. If you want to just match up Ross and Strasburg and not care about the W, you do it. He's been very, very good his last three starts. At San Francisco, 25-3. At Colorado, he got 10. We'll let that go. And then at Arizona, 32-9. That was the game where he almost got the no-no. But facing a Washington team traveling across country, you know, they strike out a little over 20% of the time. He's not striking out a ton, but he's got his great ground ball rate, about 47%, not getting a ton of swinging strikes. The peripherals look scary, but he keeps getting it done. And the Nats have a 3.8 total, second lowest on the slate. So if you want to go there, you can. Bryce Harper's just been straight fire. The rest of their team's been better of late. They had a good weekend series, but overall they've been struggling as a team. They got Rendon back, which will help, but you know, still no Eaton, still no Murphy, stuff like that. So you could go there with Ross, you could go with them both on a lineup if you want, or you could not go Strasburg and go with Ross and someone else and be really different and have all the bats. There's a ton of ways to go about it, but just remember Strasburg is the make or break of this whole thing. If he goes off, you're going to be in trouble if you didn't have him, just put it plain and simple. But if he doesn't, you're going to be looking like a genius. So you got to make your stand tonight. Jeff Samardzija, $8,400 at the Philadelphia Phillies. People. Let me tell you about Jeff Samardzija. And it's not because I know the Giants. This is just, you're seeing with a lot of pitchers out there. He missed most of spring training with an injury. This is his spring training. Each start, he started to look a little better. He struggled against Washington, yes, but the San Diego start, I watched all 5 innings he pitched. He had some control issues, but his velocity was slowly getting back up. He's now up to 90 pitches, which means he's almost ready to just rock and roll, whatever. He's going to have a hiccup. Smarsh has always been one of those guys that will give up a couple runs, but he's got such tremendous K upside when he's glowing. He could easily be in for 7 or 8 Ks tonight against the Philadelphia team that strikes out over 26% of the time, second highest on this slate. Smarsh is still striking out 24%. You know, he's got a 4.6% walk rate, and most of those walks came in his last start, so it shows you it hasn't been a problem all year. Decent ground ball rate, low hard contact rate, lots and lots of things to like there. They have a 4.55 total because, well, that's the slate. Lefties 345, righties 268. They definitely have some good left-handed pop in the lineup, but not a ton. Not a ton at all. Santana, yes, he's our Hernandez, isn't the guy you think of a big left-handed pop. Average of wOBA of 307 and a below-average ISO of 145 versus right-handed pitching. So as much as people want to dog on Samardzija, on a slate like this, with, again, you're looking for 20-plus point upside. Samardzija has almost got there his first start of the year. He got 13 last time, but that was because he only went 5 and had 3 walks. He could easily be in for a minimum 15, upside 20-plus. We've seen Samardzija in years past when he's dealing. He is a 30-plus guy. I'm not saying he's going to be there just yet, but the strikeout upside's there. If he keeps the ball in the ballpark or just limits the damage, gets you 6-7 innings, which he definitely can against Philadelphia. At $8,400, he's definitely on the radar on the slate like this. I do like Samardzija at $8,400. Now you go down to a guy like Michael Fulmer at 8K, Mr. Old Reliable, Mr. Cash Game himself. He's got a great floor of about 15 points because that's what he does. He has shown the ability to strike a few more guys out of late, which has been really, really nice. He's facing a Texas team that strikes out a whopping get this right, whopping 25% of the time. So you're looking at a guy like Fulmer at 25%. Just remember, the weather is going to be very warm in Texas, so the ball may fly. Fernando Romero is going to be a name you hear all over the place. He's the young prospect from Minnesota, made his debut at home, I want to mention, for starters. It's always nice for a young guy to pitch at home. 5 2/3, 4 hits, no run, 3 walks, 5 Ks. He pitched really, really well. Ground ball to fly ball, 8 ground balls to 2 fly balls. All the things we love to see. Threw 97 pitches, so the pitch count's not a problem. Facing St. Louis. In St. Louis, they didn't have to travel after their late, late game because it got done very, very late. But St. Louis strikes out about 23% of the time. You know, Romero's been a guy with great stuff, but also can be wild at times, but to keep that in mind. St. Louis have a 4.7 total, lefties 205, righties 4.85, very, very small sample. So Romero at 77 should be popular to match up with a guy like Strasburg. I like the kid. I like his stuff. I don't know if I can go there just yet in a matchup like that. After Romero, it gets very, very bleak. I'm not going to Zach Eflin. I'm not going to Brett Anderson. The only other guy I'll give a shot down here, and I got to really see lineups or if I'm desperate, is Jarlin the Marlin Garcia at 5,900. The guy keeps getting it done at this price tag. He literally at 14 his last time, at 22.5, 15.7, 18.3. His last few starts, even at 23.7 earlier in the year. He's averaging over 16 points a start. The peripherals look like he's going to just get destroyed one of these days going into Chicago. But like I said, they got him late out of St. Louis because that game got done late. We talked about it. Recently, the traveling team, we saw the Yanks get shut down their last time last Monday against Houston, given different atmosphere here. But Jarlin the Marlin has been a good floor guy at that price tag at $5,900. The destruction could happen facing these guys, like we mentioned. The Cubs do strike out 23% of the time. You got Jarlin with a 19% strikeout rate, good swinging strike rate at 10.6, ground ball at 40.7, limits the hard contact. So a lot to like there. Righties do hit him at a 361 clip, but it's really weird for a Cubs team. This is how much they struggled this year. They have a below average WOBA versus left-handed pitching of 298 and a below average ISO of a .144. These are just weird numbers for a Cubs team that needs to get it going. Maybe they start to get it going. You never know. But the weather doesn't look too bad. Not a big wind day in Chicago. So Jarlin at 59 could definitely be in play and let you do a lot of things with your lineup. So I've named off a lot of guys. You know, Strasburg, yes, we're definitely looking at Strasburg. Hendricks is the next guy on the list if you're going there. If you want to go Tyson Ross and Strasburg together, I get it. But some margin, that mid-range, I do like to gamble with. Fulmer a little safer at 8,000. You got Romero, who's got the goods, but it's first road start. Can he do it against St. Louis? We've seen St. Louis's bats go ice cold, or they have the talent to erupt. So Romero at 77 is going to be a popular name today when you listen around. And last but not least, Jarlin the Marlin Garcia at 5,900. Could be a very nice punt play for you there. Let's get into the bats on this slate. Before we do, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. It is the coolest way to play fantasy sports. Coolest new way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts take under 5 minutes. You get paid out the next day. When you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports. When you make that deposit, you get an free entry into a free $3 tournament. It's a blast. You get a pitcher, two for DH, / catcher, / infielders, and two outfielders. It is a great way to draft. Snake style, as I said, you're out. Prices start, like, I think, at $1, the lowest. It goes all the way up. There's tons and tons of ways to play. Different formats if you really want to dig in that are fun. But check it out in your app store on Draft or on draft.com. Use promo code SDSports when you check out and get entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's get to the bats on this 7-game slate at the catcher's position. Like Wilson Contreras against Garcia at 41 could be worth a look there. You got like Buster Posey in Philly at 3,800. Posey is always that guy that kind of gets overlooked, but he's been slowly but surely getting it done. Five straight games of 10 or more points. He's being very, very productive. Posey's getting it done without even using the long ball very much. So there's a lot to like there. When you look at the Giants, lefties hit 385, righties 323 on Zach Eflin. So, Posey at 38 could be a sneaky catcher for those that don't want to go that direction. John Hicks of the Detroit Tigers at 3,500 against Matt Moore. He's first base catcher eligible. He's been swinging a really, really good stick of late. 22 points again yesterday in Kansas City. He's 3,500 worth a look in his matchup. James McCann also catching for Detroit at 33 versus Moore. Those are two guys we like to use in their situations. Hicks will be playing a lot, I think, especially against lefties. with Miggy Cabrera on the DL. So those two guys could both be in play if you want to really go heavy against Matt Moore, as we know. Is a mess. Tigers' highest total at 4.8. Lefties 432. Righties 352 versus Matt Moore. The farther down you go, Mitch Garver is catching a lot for Minnesota these days with Castro out. He's 3,200. Evan Gattis, 31 versus a lefty, but Gattis has been bad, so keep that in mind. You got Tucker Barnhart at 3K versus the youngster Conlin for the Mets. He's another option for you. And then the farther down you go, you're going to want to check out lineups because it's an interesting slew of just what happened down here. Overall, nothing really standing out too crazy. Maybe a Josh Fegley, but he's not even around these days. He's an old guy who used to target the A's versus righties. So, yeah, check your lineups, the catcher's position. Not as luxurious down below as it once was. First base, Joey Votto at 5,500 versus Conlin. That is quite the price bump, 5,500. But Votto's earned it. He's been darn good. Cincinnati's got a 4-8 total against Conlin. So keep an eye on that matchup there as he'll be at home in Great American Small Park against the youngsters. So someone to definitely target in that one. Conlin doesn't have any stats. This will be his debut. Yeah, he's only 4K, but we're not using him. He's a lefty. He's going to get beat up. We'll just put that way. Votto hits lefties just fine, so don't let that fool you at all. After Votto, you got Rizzo at 48. Does hit lefties really well. Joey Gallo at 43. You go down and go like a guy like Brandon Belt at 41. He continues to just produce time and time again and gets overlooked. If you think Samardzija is going to be off, Carlos Santana at 39 is in play. You go down a little farther. You got guys like Mark Canha, first base outfield versus Keuchel. The A's lit up Keuchel his last time out, so keep them in mind. John Hicks at 35, already mentioned him. Adrian Gonzalez, 3,500 versus Homer Bailey at Great American Small Park would be contrarian. It's not a place I like to go, but it's definitely going to be contrarian if you want to look at that direction. Other than that, like Yuli Gurriel at 32 does hit lefties very, very well. It's about really it at the first base position. So, again, top heavy as usual, then Belt at 41 in that mid-price range. Second base, you got Altuve versus a lefty at 51. It's very solid as usual. Javi Baez versus a lefty at 45 is in play as well. You got Jed Lowry at 44. I like Asdrubal Cabrera quite a bit at 4,300 in Great American Small Park against Homer Bailey. That's a great matchup there. 4.73 total for the Mets. Lefties 370, righties 391 versus Bailey. So Asdrubal at 43 is very much in play. Scooter Gennett, maybe if you want to. But you go down to guys like Matt Carpenter's only 36. I hate Matt Carpenter, but it's not a horrible price tag on a slate like this. Jurickson Profar at 34 is another cheapie you could look at. Or you just do what we've been doing, or I was doing all weekend. I think I'm pretty sure I mentioned him on Friday as well. He's going to be playing a ton. He's second base shortstop eligible. He's up to 3,300. The price is slowly coming up. But Alan Hansen of the Giants, he gets on, he runs. He even showed some pop on Saturday. Three straight multi-hit games with doubles in all three of them. He has 10 or more points in three straight games and a great matchup against Eflin in Philadelphia. Alan Hansen at 33 is a very solid play at second base or shortstop for some value on this slate. Other than that, not too much going on. Maybe if Alex Blandino gets in the lineup for Cincinnati, he's second base, third base eligible. He's 2,900, a right-handed bat with a little bit of pop in it against Conlin. Could be a nice cheapie as well in your lineup formation. Third base, yeah, Chris Bryant at 53 is always worth a look. Antonio Suarez versus a lefty in Great American Small Park at 49 is a very solid play as well. Eduardo Escobar, our boy, is up to 4,500. How he has grown. I love it when we get on a guy. We do this year in and year out. We get on him when he's cheap, and we ride that wave. Have been riding that Eduardo Escobar wave as he continues to get it done. He's up to 4,500. Third base, shortstop eligible against St. Louis. Minnesota has a 4-3 total. Lefties 323, righties 277 versus John Gant. And Gant's not, he's been out of the pen a lot. Now, he used to be a starter in the minors, so who knows how stretched out he really, really is, but it's going to turn into a bullpen game there, so keep that in mind. But Escobar 45, definitely in play. Longo's been swinging it well. Prefer more versus lefties than righties, but he's swinging it well. Todd Frazier against Bailey at 4K. I don't care. It's righty-righty. It's Homer Bailey. It's Great American Small Park. Frazier at 4K. Especially GPPs, if you're looking for the long ball, there you go. Alex Bregman's only 3,900 versus Anderson. That's a cheapie there. Anderson looked okay in his first start, but he did Brett Anderson, so don't get too locked into that. Lefty's 431, righty's 363. Bregman does it, lefty's really, really well. So $3,900 is a savings on him. Matt Chapman's been kind of quiet lately, 3,700 versus Keuchel. does have that power upside you're looking for in these matchups. You go down farther, it's a lot of what ifs at this position. Like Brian Anderson, 33, but is that the big production you want? Probably not. Check the lineups later because there's not a lot down here after you get past, you know, like we said, Carpenter, so at 37. Wilmer Defoe is playing well, second base, third base. If he's at the top of the order, I'd go with it. If he's buried down, if he's ninth, I can do it because you get the wraparound, but he is some value there if you need him. Shortstop, Carlos Correa at 5K, definitely worth a look there. Trey Turner, Eduardo Escobar, mentioned him at 45. Jose Peraza swinging a really good bat. He's up to $4,300, which is crazy. Man, at the beginning of the year, some of these guys were not even existent, but Peraza's playing really, really well. He's getting on. He's stealing like crazy. He'll get no ownership at that price tag. People see that price tag and get disgusted. So if you have some funds and you want to be different, that is a way to be different. Peraza leading off, you know, the high total versus Conlon, his lefty-righty matchup there could definitely be in play. Got like Marcus Semien at $3,800 versus Keuchel's a good look. Semien's been swinging a good bat this year. Loves facing his lefty, so keep him in mind. We mentioned Profar at 34. Again, Alan Hansen, second base shortstop, $3,300. Should be in lineups tonight. Brandon Crawford, he's $3,200. He is swinging a really good bat. He's loving this road trip right now. He's averaging about 9 points in his last 10 games. He had 8 points yesterday, 19, 24, and 12 in his last four. Swinging a good stick, showing some power outside of AT&T Parkers, which Giants usually do. So he's another cheapie at $3,200 you can take a look at. We were talking about him last week in the high twos as a value play. Well, now you get him at 32. On this slate, that still is value because there's not much down below. Miguel Rojas at 26, about as low as I'd go at the shortstop position. I don't even like it that much because Hendricks I respect on the mound. Outfield, you got Harper at 59. He's crushing everything. Springer at 52 is okay. Not bad at all. You got Schebler at 46, lefty-lefty, but will be very low owned. Chris Davis, K with the Chris, 45 versus lefty. Do like that. If Castellanos is in a lineup at 44 versus Moore, very much in play. I didn't mention much of the Tigers. Like, if you're looking for value, you got guys like Dixon Machado and Iglesias and so many other guys in that lineup that you could definitely use them as value because you're facing Matt Moore, which is a gas can. The Tigers, the whole lineup's in play based on if you want to stack. You go more with the power guys. If you want just value, you go with different areas there. Hit me up in the Slack chat, and I'll answer questions with any of those guys when the lineup comes out. Gallo and Mazzara at 43 for Homer upside versus Fulmer. It is a warm one there, so it wouldn't surprise me. Eddie Rosario, 4,200 for Minnesota. This is a guy you do the Escobar-Rosario stack. He's been crushing it. Seven or more points in seven straight games with four 22 and above games out of those seven. He's been feeling it. 4,200 versus John Gant. Definitely worth a look there. Matt Adams, not horrible. Remember, Ross is a sinker baller. Adam Duvall is a very solid play at 4K versus Conlon. And their matchup there, you go down, you got the Shields and Shue at 38. Okay, versus Fulmer. I can see that. Jay Bruce versus Homer Bailey at 38 is a solid looking play. Bruce is just having an up and down season. A very frustrating season, to say the least. But good matchup versus Bailey if you want to take him in a GPP. Just the inconsistency that doesn't make him cash game relevant tonight. Max Kepler at 37 versus Gant is worth a look for sure with power in that matchup. You go down, you got guys like Franchi Cordero if you want a one-off versus Strasburg. Chad Pender, if he makes the lineup, usually bats second versus lefty. He's at the top of the order at 35 versus Keuchel. Very much in play there. Albert Almora Jr., hopefully leading off versus Jarlin the Marlin at 3,400. I do like that as a value. Conforto at 34 versus Bailey and Nemo at 34 versus Bailey. Both some nice plays there for the value department. Again, you got Mikey Matuk, Nicky Goodrum for 32 each for the Tigers versus Moore are worth looks as well. Other than that, Jason Hayward, I can't do it. No. Yeah, check your lineups. Austin Jackson's 3K versus Eflin. If he's leading off, I can get behind that. He's having a good start to the road trip for him. But yeah, check your lineups. Gregor Blanco, if he leads off at 27, is another value play for the Gigantes. Had a good game on Sunday. So a lot going on there. Recapping your pitching, you know, you got Strasburg far and away the best at 13-6. You guys like Hendricks at 96, not bad at all. Tyson Ross at 87. You got Samard at 84 with that big K upside against Philadelphia. Fulmer at 8,000. Romero at 77. And then Jarlin the Marlin at 59. Lots of different angles to look at there. Again, totals are high, high, high everywhere. Don't forget the Tigers versus Matt Moore, currently the highest total on the slate. Just barely below it's the Reds versus Conlin. Both great matchups there against lefties. You can just blow them up in their ballparks and everything. Lots to like there. The Mets versus Homer Bailey is also in play. So like a Reds-Mets game stack is definitely in play with Conlin and Bailey on the hill. You got the Cardinals versus Romero, the Tigers versus Fulmer. Just totals are through the roof. So lots to go off of there. Let's look at BVP and wrap her up. Starting with the not much there. Crawford 4-for-8, 2 homers off Eflin. Mentioned that Dalt's taking him deep as well. Adrian Gonzalez 11-for-25, 2 doubles, 6 home runs versus Bailey. I mentioned Agon as 3,500 as a chance in this matchup. It's a great matchup for him. And man, if you want to talk BVP, 6 homers and 11 hits, 11-for-25, 6 homers, 2 doubles against Homer Bailey. So definitely something to keep an eye on. Drew Cabrera 5-for-15 with a double. You got the likes of not a ton of BVP with good sample sizes here. Matt Chapman 4-for-7, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Keuchel. Smolenski 5-for-13. Kana has a homer as well. You go down a little farther. Chase Headley 4-for-8, 2 doubles off Strasburg, but I doubt he plays tonight. Bryce Harper 3-for-5 with a homer off Tyson Ross. Matt Adams 4-for-7 with a double. So yeah, not a lot of overall BVP on today's slate. But there you have it. 7 games in the books. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Have a lot going on as usual this week. Tonight, recording Always Pressing PGA DFS pod, previewing the Players' Championship, the 5th major. It goes down this week on the PGA Tour, so we'll break that down with all the rest of the content this week from Jesse and Gianni and the guys with the OED picks and so much more. Interviewing Andy Singleton tonight from Fantrax to talk Bench Above Episode 92, Fantasy Baseball, and more. We're going to have a ton going on this week, as always, so check us out. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Any questions you have, let me know. And join the Sports DGen Slack chat. It's getting more and more active. I love it, guys. Keep it coming. It's a lot of fun and a good place to share information. You know, when we're busy with life, there's other guys to talk to. It's a really good way to get it in. But with that being said, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your May 7th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.